not have any. Hello?
Hello, my name is Alexis, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to
No,
find a testing site near you?
I'm not having an emergency. All I've been trying to do for the last 2 weeks is find a place somewhere in Alabama, Phoenix City, because this is where I live, out in Lee County. And I'm trying to find where they are giving the shot of the Johnson and Johnson. And there's only been one doctor that's up on Somerville Road that's got the shots, but he only gives them to his patients. And I'm not a patient of his. And I've called Opelika, I've called everybody that I know, and none of the pharmacies over here have it. And I even called the hospital in Opelika. They didn't have it. And the governor said over 2 weeks ago, almost 3 weeks ago, that it was being distributed all everywhere in Alabama. And there's a lot of us that want the Johnson and Johnson, but we can't find it.
Yes, I haven't heard anything back from any of my supervisors about a Johnson and Johnson. As of right now, we do not have it. And we are unsure of when we will have it.
Well, where in the world did they deliver all of it to? So the governor said that it was delivered all over Alabama, and that's been almost 3 weeks ago. And I've got a son that lives in Troy, and he was going to come up here so that he could maybe if I could find where it's at. And there was several of them. There's some around that wanted to take the shot too. That there's something goes to a different church than I do, but there was a lot, and I thought, well, how in the world are we gonna get them if nobody has it? And the nurse over at Dr. Zumstein said that just to call the health department that that's where they went over and picked theirs up, but I did. And I've called every number that I can think of. That's all I've done for the last week and a half is be on the phone trying to see about this. But how can you get a shot if nobody has it? And I know I'm 83, just turned 83, and I know I need to get the shot. And it was just my belief. I don't know. It was just something that I always pray about whenever I've got to get something done. And it's just that it wasn't meant for me to get the two shots. Now, I'm not afraid of the shots, but it was just something that I just felt like that I couldn't. I had to just take the one shot. Does that make sense to you? I don't know. But anyway, can you tell me anything? Nobody, is there somebody I could call?
No, ma'am. Unfortunately, there isn't any other numbers that you could call to find out the information, because we haven't even found out the information ourselves here with the Department of Health. So we
Well,
are all
I just.
just waiting to hear something else.
Well, I don't have a computer, so I can't do this. I wrote it down. Maybe I could get a friend. This www.alabamapublichealth.gov. Would it be, is that where you are? Or is that a different? They said if you were checking on it, and that was the number. But when I've been waiting on the phone for somebody to pick up, and they kept giving me this over and over to call. I mean, but I kept saying I don't have a computer. Of course, that was a recording. Is that who I would try to get in touch with? If I can find somebody with a computer?
No, ma'am,
Or
they
did
would
you
announce
hang up?
that type of information via the news outlet.
But if
Like
I
on
can, if
TV and.
I have a cousin that has a computer, And I'd have to have a computer to do this, right? To get that www.alabamapublichealth.gov?
So go to that website, you can, but they do announce that type of stuff via the, you know, television and on the news.
Well, I did hit WTVM.com on the news. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Sorry to take up your time.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You're welcome. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.